Praise the Lord. I like it without the music. That was wonderful, girls and boys and all of you involved. I love seeing you involved in the service. By scripture I'm going to read is in Philippians chapter 1, if you want to be turning there. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel." And me being in the pulpit tonight has fallen out. Brother Jarvis asked me to preach, and he forgot that he had asked the youth to do the service, and they were afraid of hurting my feelings, and so they didn't make me not. I told Brother Lonnie it wouldn't hurt my feelings, but he didn't believe me. But have fallen out. I love that word. They've fallen out. What other kind of, you know, things that have happened to me have fallen out? Looks to me like he was totally unexpecting things to work out the way they did. He didn't have it in his game plan. And that's the way it is oftentimes in our walk with the Lord. We're to make plans. We're to use wisdom. We're to seek the mind of God. We're to get on our knees, and we're to fast and pray, and to allow the Lord to lead us and guide us. But I believe that sometimes it ends up just like Paul said here. He's kind of saying, it just happened. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen. But they have fallen out. Just kind of, they came in place. They went from place to place, and I didn't know how I was going to get there. You know, Paul, he's writing here in Philippians from a prison in Rome. And back in Acts chapter 19, Paul was on one of his missionary journeys, his third missionary journey. And as he was on that journey, in verse 21 of chapter 19, I can't find it. There it is. "After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome." He had a place that he knew God had called him to go. But he didn't know how he's going to get there. Now, I think if Billy Graham were having a crusade in Rome, he would send an advance team ahead of him. They would get all the churches together, and they would get coordinators out of all the churches. They would they'd start organizing prayer teams. They'd start getting ready with advertising, billboards, television, radio. They'd be getting all those things ready in advance of Billy Sunday getting to Rome to have a crusade. Paul didn't have any of that going for him. He just had a vision. He had a purpose. And he said, I'm going to go. These things have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. When I was in school down at Pensacola, classes go pretty quick. The last class is a 5-day class. In that class, I had to write a 10-page paper. Well, on Thursday, it's got to be turned in on Friday. On Thursday, I hadn't even started. What was I going to do? I got up that morning, and I looked outside, and it was a bright, sunny day. I got in the shower. When I was in the shower, I heard somebody banging on the wall. "Everybody in the hallway! Everybody in the hallway!" So I get out and get dressed, of course, make it out to the hallway, and sure enough, the hurricane has come. Hurricane Aaron arrived just in time. It had fallen out rather to the furtherance of my education that I didn't have to go to class that day. And I sat out in the hallway, and thank the Lord, by that time I had a laptop notebook plugged into the hallway, and I went to town. Started on page one. I finished up that night about 2 o'clock. I don't know if I'd have got finished, but it fell out. It just so happened to work out. I didn't expect to get from point A to point B via Hurricane Aaron. We were stuck in the dorm room in the hallway there. We sat there, a couple other buddies, you know, that were in class. We were working on similar projects, and they brought us lunch. The eye of the hurricane passed over. I got to walk out in the middle of the eye of the hurricane. It was cool. It was kind of eerie, and everything was calm. Everything was just calm and just a cool breeze, but the sky was one of those strange colors, you know, when something's just not right. But it kind of fell out to the furtherance of my education. Paul had a plan to get from point A to point B, but he didn't know how he was going to get there. He said, it's fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Now, Paul, if Paul had been told exactly how it was going to happen, and you and I were told exactly how it was going to happen, if it were me, I probably would have said, yeah, that sounds a little dangerous. I just don't know about that one. You mean I might have to get arrested? You mean a shipwreck? You mean a snake bite? What are you talking about? That's too dangerous. I'm not going to do it. We might have said, that's too hard. It's too hard for me to fast for, and I forget how many days it was on the ship. 14 days. Thank you, Brother Huff. 14 days. It's too hard. It's too hard for me to swim in that water. It's too hard for me to keep those soldiers from cutting those boats down. It'll be too hard for me to stay cooped up in that prison at Caesarea for 2 years. It'll be too hard. We might say, it'll be too lonely, speaking of prison. I just don't know if I want to go that direction. It just sounds kind of lonely. I'll be in a prison with just me and a guard sitting there most of the time. Every once in a while, I'll get to get out. Every once in a while, I'll get to see some people I know. Sounds too lonely. It don't sound like enough fun. We might say it's too convoluted, too crazy, too harebrained idea. There's no way. That's probably what most of us, that's probably what I would say. To get from point A to point B, Paul didn't know how it was going to happen. He had a few people along the way that gave him some insight. And I like what Luke used the term in Acts chapter 20, verse 22. And Paul said, now I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. Bound in the Spirit. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul said, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. He knew that he had been called. He knew he had been given a purpose. He knew he had been given a vision. He didn't know how he was going to get there. But when it was all said and done, being arrested, being accused, standing trial on numerous occasions, being mocked and ridiculed, taking stripes on his back, all of those things, going through that shipwreck, being ignored by the people around him when he gave good advice, going through that storm and the circumstances there in the water on Melita, having to take that snake bite, all of those things he didn't expect to happen. It was a near 3-year journey. A lot of us would have said, I think it'll just take too long. I think it'll just take too long. We need to do it quicker. We've got to get to Rome tomorrow instead of waiting on the Lord's timing. But Paul said after that 3-year journey, he ends up there at Rome. And I love the way this goes in Acts chapter 28. Paul gets there and he starts saying more or less, hey, have you boys heard of me? You boys ever heard of me? He says, it came to pass after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against people or custom or our father, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem unto the hands of the Romans, who when they had examined me, who had let me go because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, I have called you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. We've never heard of you, Paul. You might say, Lord, nobody knows me there. Nobody knows me there. But Paul didn't let any of that stop him. He got there and he told them who he was, and they said, we've never heard of you. Now, we've heard a little bit about what you're preaching, and we know that it's spoken against is what they told him. But Paul got there, and then he's still in prison. When he writes the letter to the Philippians, and he says, these things have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel, he was sitting in prison, a lonely prison cell, not a lot of action, not a lot going on. We do not even read of Paul when he stood before Nero. We don't even know what he said. We don't even know anything about the circumstance. But Paul knew that he was called to it. Paul knew that God was giving him direction for it. And Paul didn't know how it was going to happen. But when he got there, he said, these have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. To the furtherance of the gospel. He didn't know how it was going to happen. But he knew that God wanted to further the gospel to Rome. He knew God wanted. That word furtherance of the gospel, Warren Wiersbe says that it has to do with a Greek word that deals with military, and how that they would send engineers. If you had a large group of soldiers, you were trying to move from one place to another, that they would go out to further the cause. And they would get things ready for that army to move forward. They would be that engineering crew, like Brother Mike Broughton was on, that would build those bridges and move the dirt and do the stuff that was important so those soldiers could move in. And to me, I think that's exactly what Paul was saying, for the furtherance of the gospel. I may be the first one that got here. I may be here alone, and it may have been a hard, long trip for me to get here, but it's been for the furtherance of the gospel. God's called me to pioneer. God's called me to be the one to step forward, to make the difference, who will lead the way for others that the gospel can be brought. Paul, I'm sure as he was writing this, he was thinking about that Macedonian experience of how that he had desired to go one place, but he was constrained in the spirit not to go. And God led him there in a vision over to Philippi. And there in Philippi, it wasn't an easy road. It wasn't an easy road to bring the gospel to those people. He got into town and he met a few friends and things were clicking pretty good. But then he lands in jail, all for the furtherance of the gospel. Because there in that place was a jailer who needed to hear the gospel. There in that place was a man who needed to be saved, that the gospel might be taken to where God desires it to be. These things have happened unto me, which have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. God's asking us to be ready. He's called us. He spoke to us. And we may not know how we're going to get from point A to point B for God to do the work he wants to do. But we need to be like Paul. Say, Lord, I'm ready to go any way you want to take me. I'm ready to follow any path. I'm ready to face any disappointment, any trial, any hardship, whether it be dangerous, hard, lonely, whether everybody else thinks it's crazy, whether nobody knows me, and whether I just end up dying in a cell with some soldiers who don't know me. It's fallen out, rather, to the furtherance of the gospel. Paul was excited about what he was doing. He was excited to be in jail. He was excited to be at Rome. He was excited to be exactly where God wanted him to be. And we as God's people, we as the ones who are serving the Lord, we need to be saying, Lord, I'm ready to follow. I'm ready to go. Lord, whatever you have for me, these young people that have visions, directions, goals, ambitions, oh, God's going to fulfill it. He's going to fulfill it. Yes, he is. And we don't know what comes between now and then. We don't know all the circumstances that may be involved. There's people on Malta who needed to hear the gospel. There was a man there who had a bloody flux that needed to be healed. There were all kinds of things that Paul didn't expect, but Paul said every bit of it was for the furtherance of the gospel. All of these circumstances. He said, I don't count them. I count all that but loss, every bit of that. It's not even worthy to think about all of those things. The sufferings that I've had in this life, I don't even worry about all of that. Because the gospel, taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Paul said, I've been apprehended, and that for which also I am apprehended. He's reaching forth. He kept pressing on. He said, I'm pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. I'm keep moving forward. I'm going to continue going until the Lord is finished, till the Lord has had his way, till the Lord has done exactly what he wants done. And we need to be willing to say, Lord, I'm ready. If you want me to be that advanced man, that pioneer man, that one that steps out where nobody else has stepped, Lord, if you want me to be following in behind, I'm ready to follow. Lord, wherever it is you want me to be, I know you can use me, and I want to follow your purpose and your plan. We're not gonna say no to the dangers, to the hardships. We're going to let God give us lofty ambitions, Holy Ghost-directed desires, and follow him with everything we've got. Let's stand. Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I by no means am an example, Lord, of grit and resolve like Paul is. Lord, we thank you that we can look at Paul's life. And we know that even when others were warning him and even when others were telling him it's going to work out bad, he knew that you were leading and you was guiding. Lord, I pray that as we gather in this altar tonight, Lord, that we would be able to say, Lord, we're ready to go. We're ready to deal with whatever circumstances come our way because, Lord, we know through our lives, you're going to further the gospel. Let's come around the altar. Let's find us a place to pray. We've been short tonight. There's time to say, Lord, whatever you want to do to further the gospel, I'll be willing to go and I'll be willing to do.